The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bike and Trust, Mars Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It has started. Today is advanced poll day. People are voting today. People are voting toward the general elections today. Today, we can talk about that and stuff going on. We got to talk about it today. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us if you're in the Family Islands from 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So I'm in Grand Bahama. I went down to the polling, advanced polling station at Christ the King Cathedral here, Christ the King Church. Fairly quiet scene, no noise making. The parties have their booths up and people are fairly, you know, quiet, lots of police monitoring people's flow in and out of the station. And the lines were modest lines so far. People were quietly standing, you know, quite cordial. I asked a number of the people, the police and others there, any issues, no issues seen, no issues so far, so I'm told, and so forth and so forth. Even ran into one candidate, Freddie McAlpine, while I was down there. Didn't see anybody else. But, you know, so I spent a couple of minutes and, you know, observed the scene, quiet scene. I don't know what's happening at other polling stations. It was kind of interesting, though. So when I determined to go and check out these polling stations, I went on the Parliamentary Registrations Department's website. And quite nicely, I got a pop-up, and the pop-up said to find your advanced poll stations for 2026, just click on the active link, right, which I did. And I searched through it, and I saw, and I'm reading it right now. It says it says North. It's just what it says. That's all it says. It says advanced poll stations for 2026. That's what it says. North, C.R. Walker, constituencies being Grantstown, blah, blah, blah. Far East, Thelma Gibson. And so they have the constituencies associated with that. And then Central East, C.I. Gibson. South Central, C.R. S.E. McPherson. South East, West, Garvin Tynes. Northwest, H.O. Nash. Mid East, Doris Johnson. Central, Kendall, G. L. Isaacs, Gymnasium. South, C.V. Bethel. Southwest, Anatole Rogers. And then it has special site, University of Bahamas Performing Arts Building. Now, what I found so curious about this is, and this tells me something. This tells me about the level of awareness of information sharing that exists to some degree at the registration, Parliamentary Registration Department. So remember now, I clicked on a pop-up that's supposed to show me advanced poll stations for 2026. The title simply says advanced poll stations for 2026. If you do not know where C.R. Walker is, where Thelma Gibson is, and all these kinds of stuff, you will not know that this is New Providence. Because it doesn't say advanced poll stations for the island of New Providence. That's the first thing. Right? So if you were an observer trying to observe the elections advanced poll today, and you didn't know the Bahamas, and you clicked that because you were looking for where advanced polls were being made, taken, you're north what? I know it's North New Providence because I know C.R. Walker is in New Providence. Far East what? Far East New Providence? You don't know that because it doesn't say that on the thing. Secondly, I go and I'm searching because remember, I'm searching for the polling station, advanced polling station in Grand Bahama. There's nothing here for the Family Islands for the pop-up. I searched the site trying to see if it would direct me to advanced polls for the other islands. I don't see it. So I go to the drop-down window. It says about us, FAQ, which is frequently asked questions, PRD resources, news. It says 2021 general election results, contact us, biometric voter card, et cetera. But nothing about where the advanced poll stations are in the Family Islands, in Grand Bahama, in Abaco. So don't they count? Should they not have had information? If you are in the U.S., where's your polling station? If you're Bahamian, to go and vote, this pop-up doesn't say. So now this must mean there's somewhere else that I should go to get that information, and notwithstanding that the information given here isn't as complete as it need and should be. This tells me something. Don't get vexed with me. This is inadequate and insufficient and improper information for the public of the Bahamas to know what they should be doing when it comes to voting. It's a great idea to have this pop up, but it is inadequate. And it should have been better populated in terms of information. I don't know who put it out there. I mean, it's the parliamentary registration department. But this tells me something. This tells me something. Now, where I went today, there isn't and hasn't been any issues. But I'm looking online, and I'm seeing at a number of polling stations, they're using words like chaos or problems and that kind of thing. Now, remember, we are already in a situation where many, many queries are being raised about this registration process. And I want to tell you guys something. Y'all know me. I am not an alarmist. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I do not break off running with it, but I am telling you guys, I am hearing, as you are hearing, far too many troubling, disturbing, concerning things about the voter registry and the voter registration process and the voting process in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Some of the things I hear, I won't repeat right now, but if you're somebody who works in the Parliamentary Registration Department, and if the things that I'm hearing are things that can be said by, and this is in the upper echelons, and I'm hearing that's troubling, that's concerning, right? But far too many things at this late stage in the game to be able to have people who have their names appearing. Now listen to this now. Names appearing on the voter register in multiple places, having multiple voters' cards, and even the voters' cards don't altogether relate to where you are appearing on the registration, on the voter register. Huh? You're supposed to be voting in the advanced poll. You have a certificate from the Parliamentary Registration Department saying you have met the requirements to vote in the advance poll. But when the advance poll register pairs, your name is not on it? How do you explain that to me? How do you explain that that mistake was made? Somebody said it's a clerical error. It's a system glitch. Hold on 1 minute for me, please. Now, so let's back up. It's a clerical error. It's a system glitch. How do you then have confidence in the integrity of a register where it is conceivable? It is conceivable. It is admissible that a clerical error or a system glitch could cause a voter not to appear on the voter register. Let me tell you something, right? You could take that lightly if you want, because maybe your party is in and you don't want that to look badly on them. You could take that lightly if you don't really care about the election process. But in the fundamental wonders, the fundamental, the essentials of having a democratic process that works and knowing how central a proper voter register is to that, that is a huge mess. That's a huge problem. That's a huge, huge, huge concern. Huge concern. Huge concern that a clerical error or a system glitch could leave not one, not two, but nine more, who knows, people off the register. Do you know you can lose a constituency by one vote? One vote. Two votes. That's troubling. Then we have people with fraudulent voters' cards. Who have been arrested for, in one instance, an employee of the Parliamentary Registration Department with attempts to issue fraudulent voters' cards. And we haven't even gotten deep into the backgrounds of some of these people, because some of that background isn't pleasant to find out and discover. So, you know, today, I'm raising the concerns and alarms. Look, first of all, let me back up. You know what? When we come back from the break, I'm going to back up and mention something and go back to this. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. You feel like you've been down.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday advanced poll day. We in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have been conducting elections for a very long time. We are one of the oldest parliamentary democracies in the history of the world. We've been having elections in pre-independent Bahamas. We've been having elections since independent Bahamas. We had elections in the back. If you were not a property owner, you couldn't vote. Elections in the Bahamas where if you were not a man, you couldn't vote. Elections in the Bahamas where if you were black, they frustrated your ability to vote. When we gained universal suffrage, eventually, in a pre-independent Bahamas, in an election operated by the then so-called Bay Street Boys, the government was able to change. We had elections at that time. Since 1973, we have had elections in 77, in 82, in 87, in 92, in 97, in 2002, in 2007, in 2012, in 2017, in 2021, we've had elections. And in any number of them, we've had some concerns. We've had some issues, you know. We introduced the ink on your thumb and you're dipping your thumb in the ink because we wanted to trust our process more so that we didn't replicate voting in the country. I see that ink on your finger. You show up at another polling station. Where you get that ink from? No, get your backside from around here. You can't vote. Yeah, go try and dip that inside bleach and see if you can get it out. But that ink still around you, the edges of your fingernail and so forth and so forth. Can't vote, get from around here, challenge your vote. We had instances, I remember under Mr. Christie, where there were issues related to the register again, even with respect to the lateness or timeliness of the constituency report, all of that, but nothing of the nature and sort as we are hearing today. And what I'm saying is, we have been doing elections for a long time. We should not be having the very simple, basic challenges we are having in preparing to register in a Commonwealth of the Bahamas where we've been having elections now for decades. We should not be having that. You should not be having people left off, no register in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas having been issued a certificate to vote in advance vote in the 21st century in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Should not be the case. Because that's not a major issue. How do you explain that? And you know, listen, with the greatest respect to the parliamentary commissioner, with the greatest respect to him, the responsibility for ensuring a proper, credible, effective, and efficient election belongs to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. He has to have the curiosity. He has to have the engagement. He has to have the willingness. He has to have the confidence to pay sufficient attention to that process to ensure that people can express their right to vote fairly and freely. That is the responsibility of the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, even the Minister of National Security, under whom the Parliamentary Registration Department falls. Still, by the way, the Parliamentary Commissioner is supposed to be an independent office. Still, it falls to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas to ensure the Bahamas has credible, free, and fair elections. That's the one thing. You could do many things well as a prime minister. If you fail at that, you fail. Why? How did you become prime minister? By a process of election which you hoped. So what should you do for the country? Preside over an election that is free and fair. Now, many people have been registered. Many people have been on the roll. Many people, but some of these things that we are hearing is troubling. It is troubling. It's vexing. Unacceptable, quite frankly. It's unacceptable to have happened in a 21st century Bahamas. And the casualness with which people, members of the government might respond to this, it is ridiculous. There shouldn't be a casualness to it. You should say, you know what? We take a note of this, and we are right now meeting with the commissioner to find out X, Y, and Z, so forth and so forth. Otherwise, if people think this is something deliberate, they think that you are in tandem with others to do it. Nobody wants to think that. Nobody wants to believe that we are trying to run a corrupt election. Nobody wants to believe that. I do not believe that today. That don't mean I can't believe it tomorrow, though. So I'm doing my work, I'm doing my research, I'm doing my investigations. And for the time being, what I am saying is, the things about which people are complaining are unacceptable. You see this, remember now, this voter register has been in force now for two election cycles. This is the third one, I think, it's gonna be run on. And it is a register that is continuous in its updating. So we should have any real pressures in on updating a register of this nature. And you always have to clean up a register. We've always had to do that. But I've been involved with four election processes. We've always had to have clean up the register. But the kind of things that we are hearing where first of all, right, where there are dates on the register for people's birth that dates that would reflect a child. I understand even an infant in instances, right? First of all, if I go on some websites to buy a ticket, an airline ticket online, and they ask me for my passport expiration date, if I try to put a date that is earlier than the current date, it will not allow me to move forward. So why would it not be possible to have in the application that we use to prepare the voter registration a provision in which if you put a date in that means that the person is not 18 years old, it automatically doesn't allow you to advance the entry? Why do you need that clerical error to happen? Right? Why would we need that to happen? If the law requires the Registrar General's Department to submit to the Parliamentary Commissioner's Office a list of persons who have died, and the law requires the Parliamentary Commissioner to update the register on a day-to-day basis, why would anyone who is dead, who didn't die within the last day, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, maybe even say, let's say the last 3 months, why would they still appear on the register? Why would that happen? And then people, and then what we do is we use language that suggests that people are being irresponsible, people are being alarmist in pointing this party in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You should not be casual about observing and sounding out any concerns you have about the register. You should not be. You should not be afraid to offend or to cause any concerns for anyone who has responsibility for it. You should not be reckless. You should not sound any alarm about anything untrue. You should not be using fabricated stuff. But my God, I mean, we're not talking about fabricated stuff. We have a candidate who said 9 people who are supposed to travel, who wanted and applied to vote on the advance poll and who got the certificate to support their voting on the advance poll were left off the register and now they can't. Well, replicate that situation in the May 12th election and see if that can't be a problem. You could lose a government by one seat and you could lose a seat by one vote. So you should be concerned. You should be very concerned, and you should do all in your power to protest and cause actions to be taken to ensure this is not happening. You should. Shouldn't be violent. But don't tell people to be responsible. You are being responsible to point out this happening in the 21st century Bahamas, in the day of AI, in the day of internet and social media. It should not be. In the day of biometric voters cards, which now couldn't be issued because you couldn't manage the process of registering and distributing the biometric voters cards. Why? Because resource constraints. See what resource constraints can do? Why shouldn't you be alarmed? Why shouldn't you be concerned? The responsibility to ensure. We hiring people all over the place. Hiring people in customs, hiring people in immigration, hiring defense force, hiring people all over the place. You don't hire enough people to make sure that the parliamentary registration department can do the job it needs to do to ensure that both voters' registration and the distribution of biometrics can happen at the same time. And that makes sense? Come on, call on the line. Go ahead, call. We're listening to you.
Good day, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, I'm listening. What's up?
Yeah. Okay, we have two things we call certificates in the Bahamas. We have a birth certificate and we have a death certificate. And when somebody dies, isn't it supposed to be a medical officer supposed to declare that this person is dead, non-responsive, gone? In the days of technology, the death certificate be passed to the family, to the lawyer, and to the parliamentary office right away. Look here, this person died today. Over the age of 18, this person, man or woman, name is on our register. That should be taken off that day when that person dies. Not 5 years later, 2 weeks before the same, we got a dead man, we didn't take over off the register from last register. And I have not heard in my 75 years, come Monday, God's spare life, I have never heard the garbage that I've been hearing in my life. And I've been voting from when I was 21 years old. It sounds like some devil has hit this country. Some evil spirit is going on. All the false documents from national insurance, driver's license, work permit, citizenship, passport. I have never heard this in my country in life. And it's got to be coming from the top. It's got to be coming from the top.
Thank you, Sparky. You know, Sparky, that's a good idea, actually. I mean, you have to produce the death certificate. And yes, when you print copies, you should print one and send one to the parliamentary commissioner's office. Then I ain't got to wait 3 months for the registrar general's department to do it. Let the boss send it the same time you printing the death certificate. Oh, who's going to do the death certificate? I know in the States. Yeah, I
think
from the hospital, as far as I know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, brother Lighthouse, you ready? You can hear me?
Hey, go ahead. Say again.
Yeah, okay. I just would like to say, Is there any way we can put a pause on the registrar situation of record since we're having all this issue? And who could be the person to put a pause on this?
No one that I know of can do that. I mean, unless some petition is made to the courts, and the court says on the basis of some provision in the law that it should be put on hold or something like that. But I don't know of any process that could do that. All I know that can happen right now is you sound the alarm, you stay vigilant, and you keep, and you go do what you have to do, because, you know, some of this stuff just don't make no sense to me. No sense. All right? We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me the color if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Markles, we make it better. Better ingredients, better flavors, better quality. A signature sauce that families have always counted on. We are not only serving your family, but our families too. Two medium, one-topping pizzas with center squares or cheesy bread for just $29.95. When you want pizza you can trust, choose Markles. Your family deserves the best. Markles Pizza, crafted with heart and proudly shared with love.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Advance poll is taking place today. People who can't be there on May 12th to vote are voting today. We have been doing elections in the Bahamas for a long time. Knowing how to do elections shouldn't be an issue for us. The main point on the election is for preparation of the register. We now have a permanent register. So if you voted the last election, you voted the election before that, unless you moved, there's no need for you to have done anything. So now really only people who are supposed to have any kind of real movement on this register are people who are voting for the first time, or people who have moved from one constituency to the other, or something like a polling station to the other, or something like that. That's what we're supposed to have been dealing with, not the whole 200 plus thousand people, which I still find alarming that we have 200 plus thousand people on the register in a population of 399,000 people, where half the population is under 25 years old. And more than 200,000 people on the register. More than 200,000 people are on the register. But the register is supposed to be prepared. You're supposed to have one name with one voter registration number, assigned to one polling division, assigned to one constituency, with one birth date affirming the person who is doing the voting. That's all the preparation of the register is supposed to be able to do. Put you, an eligible voter, in the right constituency, in the right polling station, so that you can go and do what is the one fundamental sacred right you have as a citizen of the country, which is to choose the people who will govern your life for 5 years. And then you do that, and the country is supposed to make sure that in a safe way and in a fair way, without any kinds of impediments, you can go to your prospective polling station, get your ballot, place your X to your choice, and to walk and go home and wait for the results of the poll, so that the people who are doing that poll take those results, certify those results, and send them up to the Governor General, say, listen, sir, you've asked us to take these polls. We have done so, and these are the results of the polls, and these are the people who are supposed to represent the population of the Bahamas in the various constituencies in the House of Assembly over the next period of time. And that sacred activity has so much that depends upon it. And if you are a serious leader, if you are committed in heart, in morals, and in mind to the integrity of that process, you will be up 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, doing what is necessary to make it right. I ain't asking nobody. I know what I saw. You will take it as a personal affront if errors and crap and nonsense take place that might call into question the integrity of your voting process. You will take that as a personal assault on your own competence and integrity. That's how serious you will take it. Yes, you'll be out there trying to win the vote and do your stuff and what have you, but at the end, with the right to vote, with the desire to vote, can vote and express that vote fairly and freely, no matter what. And you will, whatever the results, you'll hold your head up high, even if you're disappointed. And you say, you know what? I did the most sacred duty I have, which is to cause country to be expressed according to the will of the voter. And every agent you will press upon to make sure, Mr. Commissioner, does you have everything you need to ensure that these citizens of mine can vote as they ought? Do you have everything that you need to ensure that the integrity of the process is unimpeachable, sir? No, you don't have to be my friend. You don't have to be my supporter. You don't have to be anything to me. You just need to do the job that the law requires you to do, that the Constitution requires you to do. And you tell me what I need to do to help you do your job. Because we are serious people who are governing a real country. And understand that to the good governance of that country is the integrity of the process, the unimpeachability of the process, the confidence of the citizens in the process, to permit them to do what it is that they ought to do and want to do in expressing their desire for those who will govern them. No one should walk away and say, well, you know, I wanted to vote, but I can't vote now because I did what I was supposed to do, but they tell me they made a mistake. Really? Really? I think that there should be an amendment to the Parliamentary Elections Act that speaks to a circumstance in which you have done all that you are required to do in order to vote, even in an advance poll. And if a mistake is made, that should not inconvenience you. You should still be allowed to vote. Now you tell me, let me tell you how that's not impossible. Let me show you something. Do you know that if the list that the parliamentary commissioner is to receive, say, from the prison department, from the prison head, if that list comes in later than he can formally move a person from the, who is on that list. Do you know that he can make a notation? The law allows him to make a notation next to that person's name so that that person can't vote on election day. Well, why you can't have a law and a provision that says if you can show me a duly issued certificate from Form J certificate from the Parliamentary Commissioner's Department that they could acknowledge that they made a mistake in not including you on the register, that he can make a notation that you should have been duly authorized to vote on that day. The law should be amended to affect that. Because you should not be disadvantaged and you should not be disenfranchised by the state's error. Should not be. And sorry is not enough. Not for the vote. Not for a vote. Sorry is not enough for a vote. I'm sorry, not a vote. A vote? Do you know what a vote is? Do you know what a vote is to a citizen? Citizenship is the first office of state. And its most powerful author, its most powerful is a vote. There's no more powerful act in the country than a vote. And it belongs to the citizen. To the private citizen of that, to inconvenience that, is to insult the most sacred process of this. Listening to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday, advanced poll Thursday afternoon. What is really in our politics? There are far too many people who have a penchant for the megalomaniacic. What do I mean by that? We want to have legacies that says, I did this huge thing. I transformed the nation. We did this and we did that and this big way. We have the big talk. Sometimes we did something and sometimes we ain't do nothing, right? But we talk it big. An 80-year-old woman, a 95-year-old man, going to a polling station to do the most sacred thing a citizen can do, which is vote, has not had comfortable provisions made for them to vote. Little foxes that spoil the vine. A human being, behaving citizen, does the necessary to be able to vote in the advance poll because they're going to be in the hospital, they're going to be away. According to law, they did what was necessary. Got the certificate. Name don't show up on the register. But we are a country that has been transformed. This is what we do, right? Little foxes that spoil the vine. Little foxes. We're lining up to go vote. Of course, if there are lots of people going to vote, you're going to have a long line. You are going to have a long line. That's part of the process. But you're waiting long. Why? Because what ain't organized here? What ain't organized there? Little foxes that spoil the mind. Little It says advance poll was a disaster. There should have been super citizen over 70, 75 versus 60-year-old persons. 80-plus 90-year-old and disabled persons have to wait on long line behind able-bodied people. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And the 60-year-old rowing the elderly. No one says that. Terrible. Not good. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, good afternoon. How you doing, sir? Hello?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear you just now. Yeah. Based on what I'm hearing about the polls and what has transpired before this election day, I think that the whole parliamentary registry department needs to be revamped. Able-bodied PLPs, COIs, FNMs, civic leaders, church leaders, any independent group of people need to come together with ideas and just revamp the whole thing. The mere fact that you have elderly people, sick people at these polls, you don't have any tents set up, you don't have any chairs available, you don't have any water. A case of water is, what, $13, $14 for 24? I mean, come on, man. What are we doing in 2026? Huh? We say we care about people, but boy, we don't show it. And so I just will leave you with that. All right, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate you calling. I don't know. I think if by revamp you mean we definitely need to review some consideration. You're absolutely right. We can do better. We certainly can do better, right? But you know, these are the kinds of things which can get overlooked when you don't pay sufficient attention to details. Maybe sometimes you get caught up in the big thing and looking at the big picture. I mean, we've been doing biometric cards, we've been promoting biometric. These little small things are where things can fumble and bumble, you know? This text, as I commented a week ago, that the present register was oversubscribed and many thought I was talking nonsense. No, I wouldn't. I can't say it's nonsense. I wouldn't say it's nonsense because it's a huge amount of registered people. Huge. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang. Yeah, a couple of things. It's unfortunate that we, as you said before, have to face this. I agree with Sparky that that should be something that should be done. I work in the IT field. These are easily done things. If mm-hmm. you charge just let IT people, they put it to them and say, listen, do this. Give them a time to do it. It'll be done. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we face, I think, with governments, successive governments, as they have continued to put persons there. And because it seems that they putting people they want them to do not necessarily what they
can benefit. Let me just see, I have been involved with the government, so I
now, don't come off. You like the don't come off with
No. My brother, with the greatest respect to you. If you talk nonsense, if you try to be belligerent, I cut off. But I don't cut people off for talking sense. But what I'm saying to you is, you can't say, consecutive governments or do this and do that in the next thing. Hubert Alexander Ingram ran good elections. Use capable and competent people. You had never had this mess when Ingram was in office.
Right.
So don't let's try to equivocate on everybody, because we did not have these kinds of elections at that time.
No, but I'm saying we are seeing the results of systems not being in place under those successive governments. Had those
no, this isn't none of this. Some of this isn't systems. Some of this is nothing more than paying attention to the details as they ought.
Yeah,
because we've run good, clean, efficient elections before. And citizens were not screaming and crying like this.
Change and you have a larger whatever the case, but if we had put a system in place, we wouldn't have where politicians could appoint whoever they want, retired civil servants coming back who have no idea what they're doing. And a lot of you, if we had taken it away from ministers and maybe even semi-privatized.
And with the greatest respect to you, everywhere in the world, in parliamentary systems, the prime minister, who is also responsible for the whole country, notwithstanding his politics, appoints judges and other kinds of people and so forth, makes recommendations for these things. So that's not the problem. That's not the problem at all. Problem is people have a law to follow and they have management good practices to follow. So let's not blame this on no system so everybody gets to go away. This is what you see happening represents some incompetence on some levels. And you cannot make up for that with no system because people have to manage the system. All right, y'all are trying, everybody, what people coming and trying to do is whenever something falls on your side, you try to loop everybody in it so that nobody gets to take the blame for it. When Ingram made mistakes, he made mistakes. Christie, he did so. Minnis, he did so. Penlin, he did so. Don't come around and trying to equivocate and say, well, everybody doing it, because that's nonsense. Because we all voted in elections in this country before. We know what we experienced before. So don't try to call my show equivocating we've done this. That's nonsense talk. Unintelligent talk. And don't call here and try to do it because I'm not going to let you get away with it. It dismisses the reality of the experiences we have had over the years. We ran elections where we had the computers and we ran them well. This text says, sadly, this is the most anomalies ever seen in the history of our elections. I'm sorry, this is not what progress looks like, says this texter. But that fella won't call his show. Now, every time he calls the show, whenever it's something bad, he won't lump everybody in it. Everybody in it. If it's something good, well, it belongs to this person. When it's something bad, everybody in it. I'm not allowing that. I'm not doing that. The FNM got to own its mess. PLP got to own its mess. Every prime minister got to own their mess. Every single one on them. And you don't get to call this show trying to equivocate so we could start to think, oh, well, you know, it's just everybody. So everybody to blame. Nonsense talk. We have had and ran effective, efficient elections in the Bahamas. Well, who wanted to vote in the advance poll, voted in the advance poll, and their names were on the register after they got their certificates. To them, oh, sorry, my bad. Don't do that. Don't call this show doing that. I'm not doing that. And you could go put that in the chat. This text says, hi, Shivago. It is important to note that the PRD should only have permanent and pensionable employees who are extremely well-trained and who take a special oath to execute those sacred duties working there. That is true. We should therefore cease the practice of hiring casual or temporary workers in that department. I agree this 100%. Who, in many instances, are ill-equipped or marginally educated to work in the department. That is a part of the problem. Wow. Wow. That is probably very true. I don't know. I don't know who all is hired, but it could very well be true. This text says, good afternoon, sir. Did you say that I should receive a certificate of approval to vote in the advance poll? There's something you should receive once you registered for the advance poll that gives you authorization to do so. I mean, I believe so. Otherwise, anyways, your name will appear. You have to have something that says and confirms you applied for and got approval to vote in the advance poll. I believe that's what I heard. I could be wrong. This text says, Mr. Lang, my daughter and I signed up for the advance poll and none of our names are on the list. See, woman and her daughter. See, my daughter signed up to vote today because she is on the poll workers for the election on May 12th. I am a senior citizen and cannot stand up too long. See below what I got from the department. See, this is exactly what I just finished telling the person. This lady has given me her certificate. It gives her name, where she's supposed to be voting, what point number, blah, 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 and so forth and so forth. So, yes, you're supposed to get something. All right. So, this text is, Mr. Lang, you are on it. The integrity of the voter registration is nothing to be taken lightly, no matter who you support. A fair and honest election is a must for a country's democracy. Bahamians have, for far too long, took matters too lightly. Well, I ain't doing it. And it don't make no difference who had it fall on. I'm not doing it. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. After the 2026 general election, the entire PRD needs to be reevaluated and an independent group of FNM, COI, PLPs, church and civic leaders need to comprehensively that department. It needs to be done ASAP. You know, life is strange. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, advanced poll day afternoon. So let me enlighten people on something. So the Guardian. We have had elections in the country where the rule used to be that on election day, you can't do any political talk about political things and that kind of stuff. We don't operate in that environment anymore. That is not the law of the Bahamas anymore. That's not the rules of the Bahamas anymore. What I can't do today is I can't tell you who can win. I can't tell you any poll results or any or forecast the poll results, etc. But if today I am talking about the concerns that people have about our process, the things that are happening at the polls, etc., that's all allowable. All allowable. Let me be clear. So you can call who you call and check who you check, etc. I want you to be aware of what the rules are. Okay? So that you are aware and conscious that we live in an enlightened Bahamas now. We live in a 21st century Bahamas now, where today you heard right on the Guardian Radio, you heard people reporting on what happened at the polling station. I am importance of the integrity of the register. I'm talking about the importance of the voting process. I'm talking about the importance of the voting process to our democracy. I'm talking about the responsibility that rests on the Prime Minister of the Bahamas as the person responsible for ensuring that these the process is credible and what have you. I'm reporting on anomalies and mistakes that people have seen and observed. And you're concerned about me having said what? Told you who to vote for? Told you who not to vote for? Did I do that? Come on, man. Yo, let's grow up. Let's grow up in the Bahamas, right? Let's grow up. This is Texas, Mr. Lang. I'm just leaving Thelma Gibson after more than 3 hours on the line. However, individuals are determined to wait out the process. An overwhelming majority of persons were in the clothing with no party colors. This will be very interesting. I noticed that too, actually, when I went to the polling station that I went to. I noticed that no car of maybe 100 cars with flag on it. And I ain't calling the name of the flag because then again, I don't want nobody to say, well, he doing X, Y, Z. I saw one car with a flag on it. When I went to the station itself and saw people on the line, I think the people I saw in paraphernalia were people who were agents of candidates working the polls. But most of the people who were on the lines to vote did not have any colors, were not showing up in any colors at all. What a time we live in the Bahamas. What a time. Maybe I should play music today. Maybe I should play some music today. If you wish to give us a call, please call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What a country I live in. We have callers on the line. Go ahead, callers. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang, first-time caller. Out of curiosity, I'd like to know what are they, are the parliamentary registry, what are they measuring the validity of someone that is voting today? Is it against the registry that they have?
No, they have the particular advanced poll register.
Oh, okay, so
they have a particular register that has, yeah, a list of names they got from the police commissioner, a list of names of persons that they got from the commander of the defense force, a list of persons who work who would have worked with the parliamentary registration department, and then they have what they call a list of special voters. These are people who apply to vote in the advance poll because they are candidates or their spouses. They are poll workers for candidates and so forth, or they are people who are going to be away for whatever reason, or people who are an infirmity or illness, or who are in an institution, not a mental institution, etc. So that they work with that particular list.
Okay, I'm asking this because I'm not going to be on the island. I have not made the cutoff time, but I found out they just cut off Saturday. And I just found out on Monday. If any way I can still vote, even though I can prove my ticket.
No, sir. No, sir. You cannot. You are advance poll requires application in advance.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so there's no way.
I thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. No problem. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Chiwago.
Hey, what's up?
Chiwago, this one, I don't know if you could remember 87 election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk about it?
Well, I mean, you, please go ahead. What do you?
No, I mean, because, you know, it's shaping up, you know, because if you remember the confusion of the 87 election, just as almost coming to be full circle, man. You know,
because a lot of things that happened in the 87 election gave rise to some of the advocacy for the 92 election. That's true.
Yes. Yeah. And the indelible ink.
Yeah. Definitely. Right. Definitely. That's true.
Yeah. So so we are seeing I'm seeing some of the same, I mean, except for people being able to go to different islands that vote. You're seeing the same chaos right here. Right.
Some issues for sure. You know, where is chaos and total like that?
Yes. All right. Yeah. I will go with that. Yeah. Definitely issues that are causing frustration to the electorate. Right.
Mm.
I believe they could have, made it more easier, especially for the senior citizens. But, you know, I mean, who's going to look out for? I mean, we are, because if nobody, only the elderly is going to get old and nobody else. Right. I mean, we should have had some form of line specifically for every area, specifically for the elderly and the sick.
But I thought that there was provision for that, for elderly people to be able to go and vote without having to wait on a long line. I always thought there was. I mean, I could be mistaken, but when I was out by the polling station, in Freeport, a lady said she had heard that was so, and asked me if I knew what she should do. I said, well, you should go talk to the presiding officer.
Well, Mr. Lang, you can see them because they come in. The complaint what is coming from numerous of locations, right, is indicating just that the people them they are reporting where the elderly on the sun. Have no place to sit on. Then able-bodied people are contesting the elderly, and I believe this. While your people would fit in all of the categories that need to be, voting in this at once, I still believe it should have been the elderly first, right? And the sick first, right? Because when we gonna start to show some care for our elderly man? And this country. But I can go on this note. Mr. Lang, you said something about a flag, right? Me and one of my friends were sitting on a particular main road in traffic. And that same point came up, you know. Remember 20, 30 years ago during the election when you see election this close, you will see, all you're going to see is flags straight down the road.
Yeah.
And he was trying to count a flag from any party, and we have yet to count one. Have a nice day, Mr. Lang, and keep up.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. So I want to read something from IRCA for you. So all of you listening to me understand what the rules for us here on these talk shows are today. This is dated April 29th, 2026, notice to all broadcast licenses. This says, reminder, polling day rules for advanced polling day and election day. Their broadcast licensee, the Utilities Regulation and Competition Authority, IRCA, writes to remind all broadcast licensees of their obligations under the Revised Code of Practice for Content Regulation, ECS 78/2024, specifically regarding the application of polling day rules for both advanced poll day and general election day. This is what it says, key dates. Advanced poll day, Thursday, April 30th, 2026. General election day, Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. Polling day rules, strict prohibitions under Clause 6-7 of the revised code. The following prohibitions apply on both advanced poll day and general election day and remain in effect until the close of all polling stations. These are the rules. Rule number one, no political broadcasts or advertisements. Licensees must not broadcast any political advertisements, political broadcasts, or any other election programming produced by or on behalf of a candidate, political party, or other entity. Two, no results of opinion polls. Licensees must not broadcast the result of or purported result of voting electoral district before the close of all polling stations in that constituency or district. Licensees must not broadcast the results of any opinion poll. 3, applicability to online content. These prohibitions apply to all content produced by licensees over which they maintain editorial control, including content disseminated via online platforms or social media. Advanced Poll Day special notes. The same rules that apply to general election day also apply in full on advanced polling day. The results of an advanced polls, including any purported or unofficial results, must not be announced, published, or broadcast before the close of a poll station on general election day, May 12. All political advertisements and broadcasts must cease at midnight, 12 a.m. at the start of advanced poll day, and remain prohibited until the close of all advanced poll stations. Once all advanced polling stations have closed, political advertisements and broadcasts may resume and continue until midnight, 12 a.m. at the start of general election day, when the prohibition resumes until the close of polling stations on election day. I'm reading this to you for a reason, right? It says, if any polling station remains open after designated closing time due to extenuating circumstances, the prohibitions remain in effect until all polling stations in the affected constituency have closed. IRCA may exercise discretion to lift the prohibition only if such circumstance persists for more than 24 hours beyond the scheduled closing day. Okay? So, I don't have a political broadcast. I have a show that seeks to help people discuss the issues. We talk about what you're experiencing, etc. So just so you know, please, just so you know, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
There was good and evil. We chose good. Why raise the time of the Most High, ye sons of men? The rich man's wealth is in the city, yeah. Destruction of the poor is his poverty, Lord. Destruction of your soul is vanity, yeah, yeah. Blessed, I've been touched. I love Jah so much. They keep fighting me. I'm not giving up. May the realms of Zion fill my spiritual cup. Wisdom overstanding must never be too much. Give I protection day and night from even the best delays that walk at daylight.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale, May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Destiny, Mama Lou, from when you calling? Destiny, Mama Lou, from when you calling? I wanna rule my destiny, yeah. Oh, if I please, Jaja, make me rule my destiny.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us on Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Advanced poll day, Thursday afternoon. Do we still have a caller on the line? No? This text says, by the way, I voted without the certificate while I had it. They didn't ask for it. I personally don't see the purpose of the certificate if you're on the register of the advance poll. Well, maybe the reason is so that if you're not on the register, you can show that you did the necessary to be on the register, and that could be a grounds for complaining or whatever else you may wish to do. This text says, it's amazing when you speak to the truth. You get so much backlash and opposition. Continue, my brother. Don't be distracted or derailed pursuing the truth. Yeah, we want to make sure we always abide within whatever rules. So I called in advance of this show to try to get guidance on what we could do today, because I recalled the conversations about what was now allowable. We can have ordinary shows on this day, but we can't that Irka said we can't do. None of which we have done. Right? But I think people take that to mean, oh, don't talk. No, man, you've been talking this talk all along about the observations made. Press is reporting some of the stuff. And that's not political broadcast. Oh, boy. So let me read something else for you under this IRCA permitted activities. This is what we are permitted to do on these talk shows, on election day, on advance poll day. All normal activities. Tell me what I did today, what we didn't do yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that, and all the weeks before that. Non-political programming. Voter education. These are all permitted. You're permitted to do non-political programming. You're permitted to do voter education. You're permitted to do turnout updates. You're permitted to do analysis. No campaign content, but analysis you're permitted to do. All normal activities you're permitted to do. Right? So up to 11:59 p.m. April 29th, we are permitted to do all normal activities. 12 a.m., 30th of April, advance polling day until close of all stations. You're permitted to do non-political programming, voter education, turnout updates, permitted analysis, no campaign content. After the closing of all advance polling stations, 30th of April until 11:59 p.m., to May 11th, you're permitted to do all normal activities. 12 a.m., May 12th, general election day, until close of all polling stations, you're permitted to do non-political programming, voter education, turnout updates, permitted analysis, no campaign content. Again, campaigning. Campaign is you trying to get the PLP elected, the FNM elected, the COI elected. After the closing of all polling stations May 12th, you're permitted to do full results reporting, normal programming resumes. Just so y'all know. Okay? So keep calling. Caller, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Klein.
What's going on?
I'm glad you read those rules. But I had the privilege to visit at the one of the polling stations, and two things that stood out to me when I went there was I didn't see no uniform branch for the immigration officers.
It's not normal. That's not normal
based on our concerns with voter fraud.
Yeah, but that's not normal. I don't see any reason why they would have changed that. That's not normal. That hasn't happened ever.
I just thought it would have been exceptional rule with the law of the voter fraud
I did not expect so. I did not expect so.
Well, I hope that they do consider that. My second point was I wanted to get clarification on. I know they just gazetted some of the contracts between some of the, but one, my only concern with some of those gazetted contracts was one of a sitting MP. I'm thinking, I'm not sure if he declared any interest in contracts during his 2021 nomination declaration day.
Monday. Be taking that up on Monday.
Okay then. Okay.
Yeah. So call me back Monday, okay? So we can, so we have enough time to go through it. All right. Thanks a lot. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Okay. I'm calling in to find out. Could I, at the voter station, actually call immigration? Or is everybody that has a voter card strict?
Sorry. Say again.
Do I have the right to call immigration and ask them to visit a polling station?
Only if there is reasonable suspicion that some illegal immigrant is there. If reasonable suspicion. Otherwise, you could just go to the police out there and tell the police, you know, I believe X, Y, and Z is the case, and this is the reason why. And the police can make a determination about that. The police has more power out there than an immigration officer.
Okay.
The police has much more power out there than an immigration officer. An immigration officer to an immigration-specific matter. A police officer could attend to any matter related to a breach of law.
All right, thanks. Thank you for that.
Okay, so you don't need an immigration officer. If you think that the law is being broken, go tell the police. This text says, no, Mr. Lang, no music today. Please continue this discussion. It is very educational, and I do not see where any rules are being breached. Be aware that most of us have grown up. We are not loyal to party, but to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Awesome show as always. Continue the great work that you do. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Y'all give me a headache today, man. Oh, my God. Y'all give me a headache today. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Mr. Lang.
How you doing, man?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to know, what's the difference between the offense, defamation of character, and then some of the low blows or the mudslinging during the political time frame? I just want to hear your comments on that. All right, thank you.
Okay, no problems. So there is a general proposition in politics that the dialogue might involve aspersions cast generally on people, right? So you know, this one, if they rocking right, you know what I mean? They got their hand in the cookie jar, okay? So that kind of thing versus so-and-so was teefing $10,000 from the treasury and they did it this way, Because now that specific allegation to somebody, unless it is true, could be contested as having defamed them, and they can sue you. So mudslinging is a kind of general brushing of political opponents with a negative brush. defaming somebody is specifically naming them as having done something that could besmirch their character. That's the difference, I think. This says, laugh out loud, Mr. Lang, I guess they didn't hear your intro when you specifically say that your show is not a political show. It may be hard for certain people to digest. You know. I just laugh. I laugh because some days when I'm on the show and I see some people from this political side might say, oh, you're on the right, you're talking sense today. Like, I don't talk sense the other day, it's just the day. And then when you talk something different, then they will report you on this, that, and the next thing. Let me tell you all something. I'm 58 years old. That's not a long time to live, but it's long enough time to live. If God spares my life and I live as long as my mother lived, I probably only have 28 more years on the planet if my mother lived. 28 more years, that's it. And I don't have time for nonsense. I really don't. I wake up in the morning now and I give myself affirmations. I do. I talk to myself about wonderful and positive things about myself and the world, because I want to keep my pressure down. I want to be a calm person. I'm a passionate person. When you hear me talk about stuff that I really believe in, I'm passionate about it. And I could row when I want to row. I just row a lot sometimes. But I mean the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, nothing but good. And I'm sorry if sometimes what I mean don't fall good on your party F and MPLP or COI. I'm sorry. But I ain't gonna stop. Because I only mean good for the country. I was talking to somebody today in political leadership. He happened to be on the same plane. And I said, this is what I'm gonna tell you what I told them. I said, I have no interest in merely changing a government or merely having governments go in office and in another office. I have no interest in that. My interest is in having leadership for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that has the wherewithal to make a real difference in the lives of the people of this country. You want me to tell you what? That again, this is what I literally said to them. Literally said it to them. I said, I have no interest in merely changing a government or merely having a government in office. I said, my interest is in having leadership for the Bahamas that can make a real difference for the people of this country. And I mean that. I mean that. God has been good to me. Good to me. This country has been good to me. I was educated in my earliest years and up to college in this country. It set the foundation for my higher education, the experiences, the knowledge I have of government and governance happened in this country. This country gave me the opportunity to sit alongside Hubert Alexander Ingraham and to be able to observe and see up close many, many, many things. And I want a better country for us. I want a better country for our children. And y'all listen to the show. I am not a person that dogs on the Bahamas. Anybody who listens to the show could tell anybody, I don't dog on the Bahamas. I just dog on people who just dog on the Bahamas. So I happen to believe there are many good things that have happened in this country. Many, many good things are happening in this country. But I also believe there's some nonsense happening in this country. And I ain't closing my eyes. and I ain't closing my mouth. And you could do to me whatever you wish, whenever you wish, however you wish. You can do nothing to me. Because if I live or if I die, I live and die in Christ. And so I'm not afraid. That song was in an accident. I'm not afraid. I ain't afraid of the FNM. I ain't afraid of BLP. I ain't afraid of COI. I'm not afraid. I am merely trying to do some good for this country. And I'm proud of health. I'm passionate when I talk about politics. I'm passionate when I talk about economics. And if it rubs you the wrong way, too bad, too sad for you. Too bad, too sad. I have things when people criticize me that are true, that they rub me the wrong way too, but I gotta suck it up. And if I'm sensible and smart, I'll take heed. Because that's what mature people do. And if I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like I can freely do what I do, I will not come back on this show. You could believe that. I just want to live like that. If I wake up in this country and feel afraid to speak, boy, I would join the effort to change the country directly. If I ever wake up and feel that way, if I ever feel like somebody will cause me another job in this country because of what I say, I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what to do. You will not intimidate me to be free in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. No one will. And if you come at me, come right, come regular, and come in the law. That's how all of us should be. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day. Go how ahead, you doing?
Call. Hey, right here, man. What you saying?
I called because I was listening earlier, and about your speech just now. Stay that way, my brother. Stay solid. Stay where you will speak your mind, no matter what the opposition might throw at you. And there are persons out there who will stand behind you and support you. But I had really called to mention, you know, this morning my wife and I, we have no political persuasion in the sense of any party. We went to do our national duty, our civic duty. It was very discouraging. It was very discouraging after voting so many years. Both of us got our certificates, our L-form certificates. We signed up at the same time. But we go there. They tell my wife she can't vote. She's on the register, but she's not on the advance
poll
on the advance poll.
And she has a certificate.
Present a certificate. Yeah. I then go and I'm able to vote. It was very, very disheartening today as we went through that experience here in our country that we love so dearly. So do something about that because, and I'm hearing you talk about, it seems as if this might be something that's on a wide scale.
It's wide enough because 9 people reported that same problem, according to Travis Robinson, the other day.
Wow, but I mean, she's able to vote on the 12th.
Vote, yeah, but she just now have to vote on the 12th. Exactly, it's an inconvenience to you.
Yes, because there was a reason why we wanted to vote utilizing the advance poll. So.
Sure.
And I'm talking with other persons who are going through the experience, and it's very frustrating because one or two persons, they have to leave before election. Now they're stuck because they're telling them they can't vote, and so they're not able to cast their vote before they leave the island. So I think we really need to do better, I'm praying and trusting that they get their act together, so hopefully the next time we have this exercise, it would be smooth and one that would not be frustrating to so many Bahamian people who love this very wonderful country that God has given to us. But continue to do what you do, Chicago. You're doing a great job. And there are persons who are standing with you.
I appreciate it much. We have one last caller. We've got like 1 minute. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, Lang. I'm calling in reference to the text of who you say berating you about making a mistake with the song you played.
Destiny. Nobody just said that. Go ahead.
In reference to Destiny by Bougie Banton.
No, nobody commented on it. Nobody commented on it.
I saw you. I heard you come. I just examined and heard you saying, you know. But anyway.
No. That wasn't about the song. That wasn't about the song. No, not at all. Okay. Thanks a lot. This text is Mr. Lang. Your words are inspiring, and any man who believes in Christ is my brother. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, y'all have a great afternoon. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Take care.